Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Simaya. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Simaya. My name is Paul Lally, and I have I'm trying to see I have a bill on my American Express account, and I don't quite recognize what it's for. So it's for you folks. It's for $19. Could you help me figure out what that was for?
Of course, willing to definitely assist. First, let's see if you have an account with us, sir. What is your zip code and name?
My zip code is 860, good Lord. Well, let me give you my name first, Paul Lally. It's L-A-L-L-Y. And my zip code is 86047. Pretty sure that's what it is.
Thank you, sir.
My mind went blank.
You're fine, sir. And what's your address?
It's 1 South Desert Hills Road, Winslow, Arizona.
Thank you. Is this a good contact number in case we get disconnected?
603-781-4492.
Thank you, sir. So, yes, I located your account. This is with the gun certification and online training portal. With this gun certification, like you purchased this back in December of 2020, it's a certification to carry your firearm to apply for the permit. Do you remember applying for that?
Wait a minute. This phone connection is pretty crummy, and my hearing aids are not that great. So you're going to have to speak a little more slowly. So it's $19, and I don't know what your company is. I may have forgotten it. I apologize. Explain that charge again to me. Yeah, sorry.
Well, that's why I asked, sir. On December of 2020, do you remember applying for a gun certification to apply for the Virginia Concealed Carry Permit?
Oh, my God, this is hard to understand. I can hear, but, boy, you would not think so. In December, I applied for what was it? I'm just sorry, identification.
A gun certification to qualify to get your Virginia concealed carry permit. It was a gun certification so you can carry your firearm on you.
I have no idea what that is. So is that an annual charge or something?
Well, that was for the $18, the $85 charge on December of 2020, but the $19 recurrent payment charge was for the online training portal. It was additional firearm training for self-defense preparation courses, which is recurrent billing each month.
Okay, for the 80. Oh, my Lord. Man, this is. Online training. As it was 80. Excuse me. Sorry to be so dense here, but you're going to have to help me sort this out because I have no memory of that. And I'm a reasonably intelligent person. And I'm wondering, mostly, if somebody else, is all that information there on my that I gave you, was that already on file? I want to make sure that this is not a charge that I didn't make. You must be rolling your eyes, but I'm sorry. We'll have to stay at this a little bit longer so I can understand what it is. So I had a, excuse me, a...
Yes. Do you remember back on December of 2020, enter into a information that gives you information regarding gun certifications to apply for a Virginia State permit?
Oh, certification for, I wonder. Oh, wait a minute. For phlebotomist? Wait a minute. That may have been for my wife that I billed.
No, sir. It's not a phlebotomist. It's for a firearm, sir, to carry your firearm.
Oh, to carry a firearm?
Yes.
December
2020.
Yeah. That's like 1,000 years ago. Okay. And then,
it was a recurrent billing for the online training portal, It was with that, but it's for additional firearm self-defense preparation courses.
Okay. This is making very good sense. How can I not do that anymore? Because I don't want to do that. I don't need a recurring thing. This is all. Okay. This is good. Well, you've been very helpful. I'm trying to track this down. So I find, good Lord. So this is for that, and it was sort of in the end, it wasn't even like, okay, this is a certification. So it's like I'm a very good person certification. It doesn't mean anything. So that being the case, it's not like a concealed permit. So that being the case, if I can go in, I'll be able to drill down there and be able to, like, stop that recurring payment. How do I do that? I mean, I'll go ahead.
Yes, I can go ahead and cancel the account out.
Yeah, let's do that.
And let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Sure enough, I am ready right now.
Okay, so the cancellation number is C as in cat.
Say that one more time because it was another sound, please.
C as in cat.
That. Okay.
1303.
791. 791.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And that's it. Okay.
1303 791,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the first letter? So something as in carrot, C as in carrot?
No, C as in cat, 1303791.
Got it.
Or C as in carrot, yes.
Yeah, got it. Christ. Nothing like having hearing impairment. Okay, got it. So you're going to do it at that end, or do I got to do it, or what? You're going to go ahead and cancel that. So I don't.
No, I have already canceled it, so that stops any recurrent billing on the account, okay?
You're the best. Okay, it's true.
Perfect.
Well, I've enjoyed this conversation. I appreciate your patience with me, okay?
Of course, sir. Anything else?
Okay. That's it. You take good care.
You too. Thanks for calling customer support, sir. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.